The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've ever looked closely at or even touched the wing of a moth or a butterfly, you might have noticed they're covered with sort of a powdery substance. Well, actually, those are scales. They're modified sensory structures called setae, or hairs, which all moths and butterflies have. In fact, all insects are covered with setae, which have a variety of functions that are not easy to study. The ones on the wings of moths and butterflies have been modified over the course of evolution into a scale-like shape and may have a powdery appearance when they're rubbed off. On the wings, they may still respond to mechanical or chemical stimulation, and they also form the colorful patterns of display or the dull ones used for camouflage on moths. But some butterflies and moths have what are called andraconial scales, which are modified for the dispersal of sexual attractant chemicals, or pheromones. Moths and butterflies do not need these scales to fly, just to try to attract a mate. For instance, an older, beaten-up monarch butterfly that has flown all the way to Mexico for the winter can look awful by the time it makes it, but it can still fly, find a mate, and reproduce.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.